Well, that loss was welcome news to the Mets fans and commentator Jessica Bram's family.
The New York Mets' awful season has particular poignancy in my household. My three sons live and die for the Mets. I, on the other hand, am a Yankees fan. Despite this, I marvel at how well we managed to preserve a loving relationship. I overlook the Mets fans' parking-only sign nailed to a tree alongside our driveway. My sons pretend not to notice when I head to the gym in my Derek Jeter jersey. Only Alex, my 11-year-old, lacks the required tact. When I offered to take him to a Yankees game with me recently, he looked at me as though I had invited him to a showing of the Princess Diaries. "The Yankees stink," he answered. 16-year-old Robert, whose orange and blue bedroom is as crammed with bobbleheads and other Metsabilia as his head is crammed with statistics, lobs questions at me over dinner. "You call yourself a Yankees fan, Mom. Okay, who's leading the American League in RBIs? Name three World Series MVPs in the last 5 years. Can you name the starting pitcher in Game 6 of the 2000 World Series?" he asks, as his brothers cackle quietly. Well, no, I can't. I'm a different kind of baseball fan, and it has nothing to do with statistics. My devotion to the Yankees is born and bred in a way that only a native New Yorker can know. I love that my father took me to Yankee Stadium during the waning days of Mickey Mantle's career, when that aging slugger's stride onto the field was still electrifying. I remember hot summer nights on my grandparents' front porch on Finley Avenue off the Grand Concourse, hearing the occasional roar from Yankee Stadium just 12 blocks away. But what I really go for today is all that free-flowing testosterone at the games. That sea of guys in their muscle shirts, standing restlessly shoulder to tattooed shoulder on line for beer, or bellowing from their seats, it's as unguarded a display of maleness as a woman could ever want. And all against a backdrop of Bronx grittiness, 101 years of history, and heart-stopping Yankees legend. But still, I admit to some annoyance at my son's lack of concern for their mother's allegiance to their team's arch-rival. Oh, well. One thing I do know is that the starting catcher in the 2000 World Series was Gary Carter. Or maybe it was Gary Coleman. One of those.
Jessica Bram lives in Westport, Connecticut.